evening here on Riviera Breakfast. I'm joined by Amy Plowman, who is the club captain of the Brixham Gig Rowing Club. Amy, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, today you have just launched a new gig. First of all, what's a gig?
A gig is a wooden rowing boat which has six rowers and a cox. And it's a very traditional vessel that originated from the Isles of Scilly and from Cornwall in order to get a pilot to incoming shipping so that the pilot can board the ship and guide them through the treacherous waters to get them into harbour. So the tradition of gig racing came about with the fact that the first gig to the ship got their pilot aboard and therefore got paid to be the pilot. And that's how people earn some of their living.
Excellent stuff. So how did you yourself get involved? Obviously, you've made your way to the lofty heights of club captain. So how long have you been rowing?
I've been rowing about 15 years, something like that. I actually got involved because I got too old for rugby and thought, well, I need a new sport. We're by the sea. We should do something involving the sea. So I started gig rowing, and it's just absolutely brilliant.
Excellent stuff. So this new boat that's being launched today, this new gig, sorry, must get my terminology right. This new gig that you launched today, what's so special about this?
Well, it's just a really special thing. A wooden gig is a really expensive bit of kit, really expensive. So most clubs like ours, who are just sort of average clubs, don't get to buy one very often. You know, maybe once every 10, 15 years, something like that. So it's just really special to have a new wooden built boat. It's such an item of craftsmanship, such a work of love to actually create it. So to be able to buy one and launch it, and the boat builder, Harry Paulson from Lou, who is the boat builder, came to see us launch it today. It's just such a special thing. The history of the wooden boats is so connected with the sport that to be able to have another one and launch it is just, it's a thing that doesn't happen very often. So it's a really great big thing for us.
Excellent. So how many boats have you actually got at the moment?
Well, at the moment we have six, but we're hoping to sell one because we don't have room for six in our gig shed. We only have room for five. So our plan is to sell one of our older wooden gigs. So the problem with wooden gigs is the more you use them, the heavier they get because they start to absorb some of the water.
Of course,
So the really good gig clubs are renewing their wooden boats every couple of years. Because they start to get heavy and then you don't win races because your gigs are too heavy. So we are hoping to sell one of our older wooden gigs to make space for the new one that's just arrived. We have a lovely wooden gig called Henry Smarden on the market for anyone that might be interested in buying a wooden gig.
Excellent. Now, I notice your new gig, Florence. How did the name come about?
Florence came about because we have a local trust based in Brixham called the Lewis Trust, who have supported us for many years and really kind of, they like what we do in Brixham, they like our community spirit, they see us around, and so they've offered us their support for many times over the years. And the Lewis Trust was established as a legacy from their benefactor Florence May Lewis when she died. And we love the name Florence, and we just thought, well, in order to acknowledge and appreciate the support we've had from them, we'll name the gig after her.
That's wonderful. Now, I'm just checking up on your website. I've been checking up on the website, I should say, and I noticed that you are open to basically anyone from the ages of like 14 to 70. How many members have you got at the moment?
Well, we've got about 150 members, and although we are open to new members and we love to have new members, we are a little bit limited by the just being able to get them out on the water at the moment. 150 is a lot of people when you can only fit six people in the gig at a time.
Yeah.
So we are open to everybody, all ages. Our youngest member we've ever had, I think, was about eight. But they were quite a big, strong eight-year-old. So sort of 10, 11, 12 is the age that most of the kids are big enough and strong enough to start gig rowing. We have members over the age of 70 who are still really active and rowing. All ages, all abilities, everyone can get in a gig and actually row. So it's really good sport for everybody.
That's wonderful. So, I've again, if you want to get involved with gig rowing, check out the website, which is brixhamgigclub.com. Amy, thank you so much for joining me, and I'll let you go and enjoy the new gig in your flotilla.
Oh, thanks very much.